Buzzcast.
Hello and welcome to PDC Buzzcast number 13. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and today I'm joined by Thomas Lewis, a technical evangelist at Microsoft, and David Romig from TCSC. And today they're going to talk about a really interesting application, a CSI-like application that's going to be demoed at the Partner Scenario booth at PDC. And so, Thomas, what is the Partner Scenario booth, and what's going on with TCSC and David Romig?
Thanks. So what the Partner Scenarios booths is an interesting thing that we're doing this year. We haven't done it before. What happened was Steve Cellini, who is responsible for the PDC this year, as he was last year, came to me and said that what he really would like to do is to see us go out and find people who are really building some compelling applications. And there's so many out there, so it was really hard to choose from all of them. But we think we found some really interesting ones that we think a lot of our attendees will be interested in. This will be actually in the product pavilion area, or right next to it, in the big room, so people will be able to see some of the amazing scenarios that we have there. One of them that we have there is going to be a robot arm that is being driven by .NET technologies, which is really interesting. Another really great one that we have is from the Computer Solution Company. They're actually going to be showing off an application that they've built, kind of a CSI type of application. We actually have David Romig on the phone here to kind of tell us about the application and what they're going to be doing at the PDC. So, David, do you want to introduce yourself and talk about what the Computer Solution Company does and what you all are doing at the PDC?
Sure, I'd be happy to. One of the things that we've done is lived typically on the leading edge of technology, and as such, we're part of the Technology Adopter Program with Microsoft. We've taken some of the pre-release software in the area of .NET 2.0, along with Team Foundation Server, and used that to really launch forward in a whole new version of our COTS product that helps people run crime labs. This is already in operation in some states and currently in the process of implementation using .1.1 version of the .NET software. We've gone through and used some of the Team Foundation Server capabilities to actually manage and test and revise the software and come up with a whole new release based on .NET 2.0. One of the things that we've been able to do is provide for our end users a great experience in being able to work with us in development of the software. They can actually get online using Team Foundation Server that we've exposed over a website, where they can enter their feature requests, they can test things remotely over the internet, and then they can give us their feedback on quality issues, on possibly changes they would like to make, or things that they'd like to have added to the system. Some of the interesting pieces of it are that we've used Microsoft Office 2003 and have had a great time using the new Visual Studio tools for Office that come with Visual Studio 2005. Using the Office tools, most notably InfoPath and Word, we're able to very significantly upgrade the performance level and productivity of forensic scientists as they're examining evidence and being able to make a statement that is then used in court of law to prosecute criminal events. So we've been able to put in the hands of prosecutors and criminal investigators a whole new set of tools that really increase their level of productivity. And with today's budgets being stretched and the interest in crime analysis and examination increased significantly, it's really been a great find for those states who have moved forward with new technology in this particular area.
That's very cool. One of the things that you mentioned was COTS. What does that acronym stand for?
That stands for Common or Commercial Off-the-Shelf Software.
Ah.
As opposed to driving a completely customized product, we're putting it together to sell and resell, but still being able to be fully customizable to each user's needs. One of the things that we've used to do that is on the front end of the product, we've used InfoPath so that each of our users has the capability of tailoring the analysis results to exactly meet their needs. On the back end, we render a certificate of analysis or laboratory report that is actually used in court. That also is custom tailored to each individual organization that uses our product. However, the main part of the software is standard and takes care of their workflow and implements commonly accepted industry standards of credibility and auditability so that it helps them control their entire application from end to end.
So at the PDC, when people come and stop by to talk to you, what is it that they're going to see?
Well, they're going to be able to actually see the application and the way we designed it to be able to use the office suite. We'll be able to work with them on letting them know just how great the new release of Visual Studio Tools for Office is. And we'll also be able to, we're actually going to be holding a number of prize drawings where some fortunate attendees who stop by our booth are actually going to be able to walk away with a full boxed set of the CSI series from CBS.
Very cool. Well, that's awesome. So thank you very much. I think that we're going to have a lot of folks who are going to want to stop by and see the greatness of stuff that you're doing. So I just want to tell all the folks who are listening that the Partner Scenarios booth will be open during all the expo hours. So if you're going to the expo, be sure to stop by the Partner Scenarios booth. I think you're going to see some really amazing things, really incredible things. And we're super excited that this is the first year that we're doing something like this. And hopefully we'll do it at the next PDC as well. So my call to action to everyone listening to this is to come out, talk to the great folks like the Computer Solution Company, talk to them about their architecture, talk about how they develop these types of things, and look forward to seeing you at what's going to be a great PDC this year. Thanks again, David.
Certainly. Good talking with you.
All right. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, David. That's PDC Buzzcast number 13, T-6 business days to PDC, and we'll see you in Los Angeles.